It's your new way to get up.
Good morning.
This is Clarence M.
And Claire, we've both got World Cup fever, don't we? Woo!
Yeah!
Hey, that's good. We'll take it.
That's the most excited I've been so far about something like this.
Last night was game two.
Yes.
Of our World Cup, Australia's World Cup group stage. And unfortunately, though, it started about 10 o'clock. So I got to bed just after midnight.
Okay.
And this is what pains a lot of people who don't like. Give me a couple of hours. This is what pains people that don't like soccer or don't understand it, is that after 2 hours of playing, it finished in a draw. So no team won, no team lost.
So there's no satisfaction at the end of a game necessarily.
No, it's like all the feeling is emptiness, being like, what could have you have done to win the game?
Right.
And we needed the 3 points, because what you do, each group has got four teams, right?
Okay. So like, when you say group, do you mean as in like each country?
No, each group. This is going to be too hard to speak this morning. So in our group is Australia, Denmark, Peru and France.
Right, okay, so it's a group of countries.
Group of countries,
yep.
And you play each of them once.
Mm-hmm.
If you get through that, you end up playing for, the round of 16, the quarterfinals, semifinals. So you want to get out of the group stage. You want to finish top two.
Okay.
Our current situation after two games, we got 1 point from this draw last night, which, in fairness, like, trying not to be biased, but we should have won. We dominated the game, and it was so painful to watch us in front of goal not be able to score. And this isn't going to make sense to you either, but I think our last six goals have all been from set pieces, which means no free-flowing. It's all been from a foul from the other team, and then we set it up and kick a goal. Whereas no goals have been free-flowing, so just running down the pitch and scoring a goal. So it's not good. It's not good. We've got a problem in front of goal. We've got a problem with scoring.
Okay.
Much like my love life. Anyway, current situation is France are on 6 points. They're two wins.
Mm-hmm.
Denmark's on 4 points. They've got a win and a draw. Then Australia is on 1 point.
Mm-hmm.
And Peru is on 0 points. So what happens now with one game to go?
Was there only one more game? How many? I thought they played like a whole heap of them.
Yeah, no, that's what I was saying before. You only play in your group stage one each team once, and then you can progress if you finish top two.
Oh.
The problem is now what's bad about this situation is we leave it up to fate.
So who's playing in this last round for our group?
France versus Denmark and Australia versus Peru. So what happens if we have to beat Peru?
Mm-hmm.
To have any chance of qualifying, but it also means that we have to have France beat Denmark. So that's what you don't want in a World Cup group stage. You don't want to leave it up to other teams to have to decide your fate for you.
Yeah, right.
So it's going to be a massive watch this space moment. The next game is on, drum roll please, Wednesday night at 12 a.m. It's getting later and later.
So you're going to be up for that one, are you?
I will, yeah. It's once every 4 years.
Are you really going to stay up till midnight?
No, I'll go to sleep beforehand, then wake up at midnight.
And then how long does it go for? Like 2 hours?
2 hours.
You may as well just not
stay
go back to sleep,
yeah,
hey?
Yeah. Oh, if you
damn.
See me now, I'll be worse on Thursday morning next Thursday. Oh, no.
What?
We're at Griffith Central next Thursday.
Yeah, then you are getting a good night's sleep. I am being a parent here. You are getting a good night's sleep.
I'm sorry, Claire, but I'm going to be a bad child.
Oh, Sam.
I'm a bad boy.
You make it sound so cheesy.
Listen up.
This is Claire and Sam.
The winner of The Voice 2018 is... Sam!
Sam Perry not only took out the greatest first name award, Claire, but he also took out the Voice Australia crown by singing, rapping, beatboxing, absolutely killing it.
Yes.
In the final. He joins us this morning. How are you, mate?
Good. Thanks for having me, guys. How are we?
Yeah, good.
Very well.
Good. Now, Sam, I have to admit something to you, and I apologise in advance.
Uh-oh.
When I first saw you on The Voice and I saw you looping, I was like, nah, that doesn't count. He doesn't count as a singer. He shouldn't be on The Voice. But then I watched the show a little bit more and I saw you come on stage and I saw you singing and I saw all the work that goes into it. And I have to backflip and say, you are amazing.
Yes, I got you on board. Thank you. I mean, yeah, I get it. A lot of people don't understand it, and that's fine. That's cool, but this is what I'm here to do. I'm here to vocal loop. I'm not here to sing, like traditionally. So,
yeah.
And that's, I'm doing my thing.
And that's a problem with society in general, too. They hate what they don't understand.
Yes.
So at least with this, I think it'll change a lot. But Sam, to all the haters, you know, out there who say looping's not really worthy of winning The Voice, what have you got to say to them?
Whatever. I'm really not bothered. You know, I'm on to live shows. I'm on to, you know, lapping the country, doing gigs and hopefully over the States soon. I really,
oh, wow.
You know, I'm jumping on a mainstream television program. Of course you're going to get some hate.
And $100,000 richer, so who cares?
Exactly. You know, so as many haters, you know, there's still more lovers.
Exactly.
Now, Sam, for anyone who may not still understand, what exactly is looping?
Looping is basically, it's a loop machine. So, Ed Sheeran uses one and loops his guitar and then sings on top. I use the same thing, but I plug a microphone into it and do like a...
Oh, yes.
And then loop that and then hold harmonies and bass lines and then sing and rap on top. So just whatever you put in the loop machine just plays over and over and over and over again.
That's pretty cool. How did you get into looping?
I saw DubFX doing it. He's a Melbourne boy.
Ooh.
Saw it on YouTube. I've always beatboxed, always made noises. And yeah, he inspired me to do it, and I went out and bought the gear and spent 6 months with headphones on, hard work, slugging away at it, and he came through Perth, and I emailed him, and he threw me straight up on some of his lineups, and
nice.
Actually helped me with some of my sounds, and, you know, we unite, but there's actually a really big community of loop artists, vocal loop artists in particular, and beatboxers around Australia and in Europe. Europe's got a massive scene for it at the moment, so we just don't know about it yet. I just did it on TV.
Can I just ask, though, the guy that got you into all of this, is he expecting half that payout?
DubFX.
I mean, yeah, he's hit me up with congratulations, but he hasn't asked for any money.
Oh, good man. See, that's a true mentor there.
I don't think he needs it. I think he's good.
Hey, I want to go back to you know, the final. What were your finalists? What were the other finalists' reactions? Obviously, there were some quality singers out there. You know, there's a whole beef up about Boy George. We'll ignore that. But what were the finalists' responses to you during the show and obviously after the big win?
I mean, yeah, we're all good friends.
Awesome.
We've spent months together, even yep. the top 12, even a lot more of them. So they're all so young as well. Bella, Aiden and Sheldon, like they're all under 20. So.
Yeah.
I know I look young, but I'm nearly a decade older than all of
yep.
them. So,
you've got a baby face
sing.
Like me.
Yeah, right. Mate, it's so annoying. they can sing, you know, and there's no doubt about that. But at the end of the day, there had to be one winner. I'm stoked Australia got behind me.
Yeah.
I heard I got a lot of votes, which I'm just so ecstatic 100%. About.
Yeah.
And it's just good. They just wanted to see something different. And that kind of thing will turn into ticket sales at my shows.
Exactly. So. Yeah.
And that's why I'm here. I don't want to just do The Voice and then
finish
and then
up.
Go, you know,
see no, you later.
It's just the start, you know.
Good.
I want to start playing live shows. So.
Love that.
Well, Sam, we want to hear more. So just stick around and we will come back with Sam Perry straight after this.
Whoa! Oh, Claire, we've got some good music today.
Yes.
And we've got another great artist, also The Voice winner of 2018, Sam Perry, joining us right now.
Sam, The Voice is over now, so mm-hmm. obviously looking forward, what is next for you? You mentioned something earlier about going
USA.
Over to a US.
Yeah,
we're talking about it. Yeah, might be going to LA to meet some people. Kelly's been really supportive, put it that way.
Yes.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah, what a good connection to have. Wow,
yeah,
forgot about
She's so cool. She's,
exactly.
Yeah, it's nice to have her as a mate. It's pretty strange.
Yeah. Especially
yeah.
in the space of months.
Yeah, it is weird, but now you just see it. You're just like, all right, Kel. It's just normal now. So, and you know, talking with Universal and having some really fun times and chats
yeah.
out here with them. So, that you know, everyone's working on the same side and on the same team, and hopefully we'll come up with some really cool stuff.
Back to The Voice, real quick though.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give us an insight? We see the hour long, you know, episodes
yeah,
on TV.
Yeah.
Can you give us an insight into your routine and how much time actually went into your practice sessions and
yeah.
times with the coaches?
Yeah. So, the long days.
Yeah.
I mean, Sunday alone, I will get in the studio at 8 in the morning and we'll leave at 10 at night.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, the mentoring days, there's so much. There's interviews, there's backstage stuff, there's
yeah.
backstage shots, the mentoring, different angles. And then after all of that, because I'm looping and I like to, obviously, if you've seen the show, I remixed everything I did and we changed and added my vocal layers and, you know, I did different things with it. So that meant when I finished the day, I'd have to go home and write my part still. So I had a bit more to do. I was there to loop and not sing, so it's absolutely fine, and I wanted to put in the more effort, but the more effort I put in, the longer I got to stay there. So in the evenings, I'd do the long days and go home and rewrite my songs and then come in with fresh. But the last week alone, we had to have three songs ready in 4 days. Whoa. And write a single. So it was crazy. I'm exhausted, but it was such a fun time, and it's crazy to think what you can do, like putting four songs together so quickly and then getting it right once.
You chose some good songs to finish on, like Fatboy Slim, Kanye West.
How good was Fatboy Slim?
Oh, amazing, yeah.
And I got to rap in the finale, like, you know, it's different, it's cool, and I kind of loved that I did that because, you know, I'm looping and there's been a lot of controversy. I said it. That means I have to have a drink. There's been a lot about it. And to go out with a rap, I'm so proud of that.
Absolutely.
I love it. It's different. Cool.
Left no stone unturned.
Yeah.
No, it's been good. It's been fun to keep it different and keep everyone guessing each week. So if you like what I'm doing, I hope to see you at a live show.
Yes.
Awesome. Well, Sam, can't wait to see what is next for you and looking forward to it.
Thanks so much, guys. Sam, thanks for having me.
No worries. Can you finish us off with a bit of a beatbox? Now my turn.
That's good.
Oh, jeez. Ladies and gentlemen, Sam Perry.
See you,
thanks,
mate. See you guys. Bye.
This is Clarence M. Let's go.
Yeah, last night was a big night. A lot happened.
Yes.
Had my first soccer game. Had my Aussie Rules team played also, West Coast.
Okay.
It was a bad night, really. I'll explain more.
Okay.
I'm feeling a bit sick too.
Uh-oh.
Bit of a fever.
Fever?
World Cup fever.
Oh, Sam. Oh. Why didn't you tell me that was coming up?
No, whoa, Claire, you don't need to do this.
Yes, I do. Ooh. No, I didn't need to do that.
Anywho, yes, it was a big night last night. I do have World Cup fever, so I decided to sign up to indoor soccer team, which is great, at the Griffith Indoor Sports.
Yes.
And our team's called All Sorts.
It's what?
Called All Sorts.
As in because all different levels of everywhere?
It's just people that wanted to play together, just chucked all in.
So is it a mixed gender and mixed age team?
Well, it's actually men's, but we did have a girl playing yesterday.
Oh, cool.
So, and she was actually quite good, so all for it. We did lose 2-0, though, which was sad, but it seemed like we were playing a team that had been playing together for a while. This was our first time playing together, so it's amazing what chemistry does and teamwork once you get to know your team members. So I'm sure there's good signs ahead, and it was really fun, and it was actually nice to wake up sore this morning.
Oh, like, really?
I haven't felt like this in a while. It's weird, but I don't mind.
Oh,
it.
You know what? Sometimes
I was limping to the shower this morning. I was like, this feels good.
But sometimes I find if you've done really good exercise, there's like an exercise pain that's actually a really nice pain.
I'm talking about getting kicked in the ankles, but
oh,
not that type of pain. Why, I know what you mean, like muscle strain and
but
stuff.
But hang on, why would you enjoy getting kicked in the ankles?
I don't mind pain. A bit of pain like that just reminds me of the good old days, like teenage years of playing footy.
Because you used to hurt yourself a lot, didn't you? Not purposely, but
no, yeah, I was in and under, bit of a clumsy player. Yeah. I didn't mind getting hurt. Yeah. Part of the game. That's why I can't play footy anymore, but that's another story. But yeah, we did lose, but it was a good bunch of people. I'm looking forward to playing every Thursday now.
Nice.
And I've also signed up to mixed netball on Monday nights.
Mixed netball. Okay.
Because I can't exercise by myself.
So have you started mixed netball yet?
No, first one's on Monday.
Oh,
so let's have a chat on Tuesday.
I was going to say, Tuesday we are going to find out exactly how you do in mixed netball.
Look forward to that.
Not what I expected from you, Sam.
But quickly what I want to sum up with is my night of sport last night was...
Everyone lost.
Two losses and a draw.
So pretty much everyone
lost. 4 hours sleep. So yeah, not good.
Oh, Sam, you did all of that.
But I still love
all that hard work, all that TV watching.
I still love it, Claire.
You got nowhere.
I still love it.
Crazy.
Listen up.
This is Claire and Sam.
And Sam.
Yes, Claire.
A few weeks ago, I'd say, about a month ago, you went back to Perth
back in April, a couple months ago now.
Okay. You went back to Perth for a wedding.
I did. My cousin's wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to book my flights myself, you know.
Yes, yeah.
Big boy pants on now.
Oh, yeah.
And I the backstory is I booked through a Chinese flight agent.
You didn't realise.
Didn't realise, no. They did well to hide it until I got the email confirmation. It was dodgy, but it saved me a few dollars.
Can we just quickly say, when we say a Chinese agent, we mean as in like he booked through China.
Overseas,
He didn't book in Australia. Was there like an international fee as well that you had to pay? Because the money would have gone overseas and back?
I can't remember. I don't know.
That's hilarious.
Is it, when I see one group's number, I go for it. I pay it, you know.
Okay.
At least I don't have any hidden fees.
That you knew of.
That I knew of.
Now you're booking, well, you've just booked another flight back to Perth.
Booked another one back in August. I only fly back to Perth during months starting with A, funnily enough.
And this time you've booked through...
The cheapest fuck company I could find, Aunt Betty.
Aunt Betty.
Yeah.
Okay. So Aunt Betty...
I saved $40, by the way.
Aunt Betty, I think... I don't know where it's based.
We Googled it.
And it kind of...
It seemed Australian.
It almost looks like a shell company, though.
I think it is.
And so it's, yeah, it's not exactly Australian, but it could be Australian. It's
some bigger company here just ready to let them go as soon as they go, you know, bottoms up.
Yeah. So you've saved $40.
Which is killer.
The thing is, right, you look up Aunt Betty online and the reviews aren't great.
No, they're not. They're not. And we only looked these up because I received an email from them a few days ago.
Yeah.
Telling them that one of my flights have changed, and I'm pretty sure that's the first warning sign.
Yeah, seeing as your flight, as far as Virgin, who you're actually travelling with, is concerned, hasn't changed.
No, yeah, so I checked Virgin online, and the flights still say those times, but Aunt Betty has told me otherwise. And then the contents of the email also rung a few more warning bells. Mm. It's riddled with spelling errors, which is a gigantic gripe of mine in the first place.
Yeah.
I'm going to reply to them and say, you know, you've stuffed up here.
I'd laugh if it's a do not reply email.
Well, I'll tell you the email.
The email address.
Yeah, okay. Ready for this?
Yeah.
It is 3pcd@amadeus.com.au.
So, for starters, it's not even at Hello Betty.
No, 3PCD.
It also tells
character
you...
Character out of Star Wars.
Yeah, it also tells you that if you want to find out what time your flight has changed to, you have to go to another website.
That's the thing. It asked me... to go to a different website to sign up to it.
Yes.
But then there was also the other part about it literally explaining what a surname is. One of the lines read, last name equals your last name or surname.
Now, this is why I think this may be a Chinese or an overseas company as well, is because I know that in some Asian countries, last names are actually put first.
Yep.
And so that may be to explain to people that it's actually a surname.
Oh, okay. Got it. To make things worse, we looked up some reviews.
Yeah.
Have I got time to read a couple reviews?
Two reviews, that's all we got time
Done.
For.
No, not trouble-free at all. Warning on Ozbargain. They take your money, then a message comes up saying fares have gone up and you no longer have a booking, even though I have a reservation number. I check my bank account and, yep, almost $5,000 is missing. Gone to Aunt Betty. Then another one says, please, please, please book directly with the airline. These shonky guys do not have live pricing and the fares that they advertise do not exist.
Okay, so, Sam.
I've got my own flight, private flight.
Apparently.
I'm the only customer.
In your dreams. So, this is what I'm going to suggest to you today.
Oh,
we'll contact this Aunt
$40.
Betty place. Yep. Yes, you should have just paid $40. We'll contact this Aunt Betty place.
Mm.
We're also going to contact Virgin Australia.
Okay.
Because they will still have records, even though it's through another company, they should have records of whether there is a seat booked for you.
Oh, really?
Yes, because it is their flight at the end of the day. So all your records need to be given to Virgin.
True. I like that. That's smart, Claire.
Look at me mumming for you.
So glad I've got you in my life. Thanks, Claire.
We will give you an update tomorrow to how this is going. I can't wait to see the day that it actually happens, though.
Can you do my taxes too?
No. I draw my line there.
Ironing?
No.
Well, you can't even do it
yourself. I can't iron my own stuff. This is Clarence
M. Let's go! I'm going to start with this.
Mm.
You know when we do a study?
Yeah, we love a good study.
We love a good study on this show. And we kind of rate the study often depending on its sample size.
Yes.
We've had some that's been 20 people. We've had some that's been 200, 2,000.
Yeah. The bigger the study size, I reckon, the more accurate
this
it would be.
This one's, we've got to take it. We've got to take its word.
Why?
They did a study, sample size of 730,000 people.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's a pretty big sample size.
And this is all to do with men, young men. So what these researchers did was examined the intelligence levels of more than 730,000 Norwegian men between the years of 1970 to 2009. So
that's a really long
49
study.
49 years there that they've cared about this study. And it's all about the brain power of men and the IQ of men. And they have found that actually over the last 90 years, they're going back, the IQ levels of young people have steadily increased.
This is the opposite of what you thought it said, isn't it?
Hang on. This was dropped roughly.
I love how he's reading right now. Like, you can actually hear him
reading.
Oh,
okay, sorry. It's on a bit of a bell curve. So 90 years it's increased, but so, from 1970 to 2009 it has decreased.
Okay, so what's increased, what's decreased?
The IQ level of young men, okay. Millennials in particular.
So when did it increase from what
it years? Increased from, I don't know how long 90 years ago was, early 1900s.
Yep.
It increased up to 1970.
And then it went back downhill.
And then it's gone back down.
Right.
And they think it's obviously because of the way math and language are taught now. A lot more, I guess, hands-on than intellectual. And obviously the more time spent on TV and computers. I wouldn't mind seeing what this study shows for women too, if it's a similar thing or not, but it sounds like it's only men at the moment, which doesn't surprise me either because I don't think we're as smart
as women. Yeah. Okay, fair enough.
Overall, not for specific stuff, yeah. But overall with life in general.
Yeah. Yep. Let's see, stick with that.
I am butchering this story, which is making it so much more true. But, yeah, they're saying it's the most convincing evidence yet of the reversal. Okay, so it was called the Flynn effect, where they were expecting people to go
all the
smarter
way
and smarter. Yeah. But they are saying now this is the most convincing evidence yet of the reversal of the Flynn effect.
You know what? I don't know if this study is legit, though, because at the end of the day, yes, okay, your sample size was big of who you questioned.
Huge.
And everything else. But is this just a baby boomer writing about how millennials suck? Is
well,
that basically the gist of this?
I don't know. I don't know what to say to that. I'm not disagreeing, though. I'm not. As much as technology's kind of come into our lives to help,
yeah,
we also... What have you put in here?
Just keep going.
Okay, we also, she's done something with the system. I don't trust her anymore with this new stuff.
Fine,
she loves
fine.
It. I don't think so. I really don't. I just think it's just how we're being taught. Because IQ levels, obviously, the test probably hasn't changed so much in the years. Whereas we're getting smarter with other things that maybe the IQ test don't really cover.
You know what?
Can we do an IQ test?
Let's do one day. I can't do one today, but we'll do
pay
one.
For it, though.
No, we don't. We can just make our own.
We can't make our own.
We can make our own IQ test.
No, we
yeah,
can't.
There's heaps online.
No, we're not doing an online IQ test.
Why?
We have to do a legitimate IQ test.
They're legitimate.
No, they're not. If they're free, they're not.
Okay. Well, we'll find one and we'll try and do an IQ test.
We'll get work to pay for it.
But I still think that this is just the baby boomers.
Do you think
taking
you
their thing at a millennial. And so this is what I think of baby boomers right now. It's totally not what I was expecting. It says dinosaur sound. That's not dinosaur sound.
We're gonna
let's skip that one, shall we? I'm playing with new equipment, okay?
Oh,
I don't know what's
so
going
good.
On.
We might need to make note of that is not
dinosaur
sounds.
Do not hope that it is what it says it
make
is.
Make a dinosaur sound. Go.
No, because it'll be embarrassing. What is that?
It's a pterodactyl. Oh, then again.
That's
what?
A whale. Claire and Sam. Weekday mornings from 6. Hit 99.7.